The fourth parak starts off with Mishnah Ale Bishlosha Prakim Bashana, three times during the year. Kohanim Nosim Es Kapeim Arba Pamim Bayam. The Kohanim would duchen up to four times in a single day. Bishachris Bemusaf Uva Mincha Uva Ni'ila Sharim. So they would have davening. This is specifically talking about Yom Kippur, that the Kohanim would duchen on Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ila, and two other times they would duchen three times a day, which was the Pataniyos on a fast day. So on fast days they had Shachris, Mincha, and also Ni'ila, and Ma'amados. They also had three tefillas. That was Shachris, Mincha, and Ni'ila as well. Uva Yom HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur had all four because they added Musaf as well. So we just mentioned the Ma'amados, that they used to have a special tefila. They have to have Shachris, Mincha, and also Ni'ila. What were the Ma'amados? The Mishnah Bay says as follows. Elu hen ma'amados. What are these? What's the reason to have the ma'amados? The ma'amados were, as we've mentioned in the past, the Kohanim and the Levim used to serve on a rotating basis. A group of them, they were divided into 24, so each had a week that they had to go up from Eretz, throughout Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim to serve in the base of Mikdash. The Yisraelim also had to participate as well, so they were divided up as well into 24 groups. But why was that? Elu hen ma'amados. So why do we have ma'amados for Klal Yisrael as well, for the Yisraelim? The Fisha Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, when talking about the Korban Tamid, Tzavis ben Yisrael Marta lemes Korban Ilachmi, Klal Yisrael, you should be commanded, you're bringing the korbanos, all korbanos tzibur, not only the korban tamid, but also korban musaf. And the Mishnah asks, v'chiheach korbanos al adam karev, v'weino omed al gabav. How can we have a korban, the korban tzibur are being brought, and the owner of that korban, the one bringing it, is not there? There's a concept, a halacha, that when somebody brings a korban, you have to be there for it, but that would be impossible to have all of Klal Yisrael be there for each of the korbanos of the tamid, morning and afternoon, and each korban musaf. Everyone's going to go accordingly. Hiskinu Nevim Arishon, in the first Nevim, which is Shmuel and David HaMelech, Esrim V'arba Mishmaros, they divided up Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim into 24 groups that would serve on a rotating basis. I'll call Mishmar, Mishnah, Ma'amad, B'Yerushalayim, Shal Kohanim, Shal Levim, Shal Yisraelim. And each Mishmar, each week on 24 groups, there would be a group of the designated group, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim as well. Higiyah Zman, a Mishmar, Lalot, if it was your designated time to go up once, it's your group's time. It's one out of 24, so it'd be rotating about two times a year. You'd have to go up and spend the week in Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash. Kohanim Levim Olim Yerushalayim. The Kohanim and Levim, from wherever they were, they had to go up to Yerushalayim. Yisraelim, they didn't all have to go. The Yisraelim that were there already, that lived in Yerushalayim, they'd be there. However, for Yisraelim that were far away, they were not obligated to make the travel. The Yisraelim Shabbosom Mishmar, if they were in that Mishmar, it's your week. You weren't obligated to go. If you were further out, mitkantim la'arem, you would stay in your city. You'd go to the shul in your city with the other people who were part of that mishmar, the korim b'maseh bereishis. And for that week, you would have a special kriya satora, and we'll get into more detail on this. It was from maaseh bereishis, and also they would have special tfilos that the korbanos tzibur during their week of being on the mishmar should be accepted. Mishnah Gimel continues explaining, v'anshei ha'mamad hayu misanim arba yamim b'shavua, the people, the Yisraelim who were on that week of the mamad, they had to fast 4 days in that week, during the day, not at night. Miyom sheni vad yom chamishi, that would be from Monday through Thursday. Velo hayumi sanim erev Shabbos, they wouldn't fast on Friday. Nei kavod Shabbos, not kavod Shabbos, to go into Shabbos starving. Velo echad b'Shabbos, they also wouldn't fast on Sunday. Kedei shelo yetzu memenucha v'oneg, so they shouldn't leave the pleasantness, the menucha, oneg, Shabbos, liyigia, v'ta'anis, v'yamusa, and to go into the toil and the fast day, and it would weaken them, and it would be dangerous for them. They could even die. So now we're going to get back into discussing the Kriya Satora. So those who was their week, the Yisraelim, they were the Anshei Mamad, they would fast, they would have special tefillas that their korbanah should be accepted, and they also had the special Kriya Satora from Maaseh Bereishis. So they used to read two paragraphs from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and on the second day they would reread the second paragraph of the prior day and then a new one. And on the third day they would reread the second paragraph from the second day and a new one. So it says as follows, Biyom Arishon Bereishis, and also Vihi Rakia. Those were the two paragraphs that were read. Basheni on the second second day, on Monday, Yehi Rakia, they would repeat the Yehi Rakia from the prior day, ve Yikavu Amayim, and they read Yikavu Amayim, Bashlishi Yikavu Amayim from the prior day, ve Yima Oros, the new one. On the Revi, on Wednesday, they read Yehi Oros, repeat from the prior day, and also they added on ve, they added Yishritzu Hamayim, Bachamishi, they read Yishritzu Hamayim from the prior day, and ve, and they added on Totze Haaretz, Bashishi Totze Haaretz, and they added on Vayichulu Hashamayim. Parsha Gedola, so here they had three people, Olim, three people go up and read from the Sefer Torah, but they had only two paragraphs, so how did they divide it into three people? Parsha Gedola, the longer of the two paragraphs, Koin Asa B'Shnaim, they would break that into two, Vaktana B'Yachid, and the smaller one, only one person would get that, so that's how they had three Olim for the two paragraphs, and they would have it B'Shachris, they would have the special Kriya Satorah, for Shachris when they were on duty that week, and also if there was a Korban Musaf that day, for example, on a Rosh Chodesh, Uba Musaf, they would do it in Musaf as well, B'mincha, and for Mincha, Nichnasim B'Koin, Al Pihen K'Koin Hashama, they would say it by heart, they were tired from the fast, so they would not be required to take out the Sefer Torah, so they could read the Kriya Satorah by heart, like they were saying Kriya Shema. Erev Shabbos, B'mincha Lo Yanichnasim, on Erev Shabbos, when it came to Mincha, they would not have the special laning, Mimnei Kvar Shabbos, because Kvar Shabbos, we wanted to give them time to be preparing for Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, that certain times the Anshei Ma'amad in Yerushalayim, and even those according to some opinions who didn't make it to Yerushalayim, because they were so busy with other things in certain of the days, as we'll see, they were not required to have their special Kriya Satorah and also the special tefillahs, special tachinos, special supplications on those time periods. So it's as follows. Mishnah Dalet, Kol Yom Sheish Ba'halal, any day that had halal, for example, Hanukkah, they had a full halal in the morning, there wouldn't be time also for the Kriya Satorah and the special tefillahs, Ebo Ma'amad B'Shachris. Accordingly, they were saying halal and Shachris, they would not have their special Ma'amad Kriya Satorah in Shachris. And in the day that there was a Korban Musaf, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, Ein Bo B'Ni'ila, they also would not have the special Ma'amad, the special Kriya Satorah for Ni'ila, not only Ni'ila, it means even Ni'ila, in addition, Musaf and Mincha as well, so they wouldn't have it if there's a Korban Musaf, according to this first opinion, this Korban Musaf, they would get rid of the Ma'amad, because they were too busy, not only on Ni'ila, but Musaf and Mincha as well. On a day that there was the Korban Eitzim is the subject of the next Mishnah, when certain descendants of people who had donated Eitzim at the time that Klal Yisrael returned from the Galus in Babel, there was not wood that was necessary for burning of the Karbana, so certain families stepped up and donated personally special wood for the Beis HaMikdash, so they had the privilege on the anniversary of when they gave those donations of the wood for the future, and their descendants had the privilege to continue on an annual basis donating wood. That was called the Korban Eitzim, because on that day they would also bring a special Korban Ola. So accordingly, Korban Eitzim, on a day that we had the Korban Eitzim, Ein Bo B'Mincha, they would, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, they would not have the special Ma'amad for the Yisraelim who were on duty that week. They wouldn't have it for Mincha because they were involved in the Korban Eitzim, but they would have it for Ne'ila. They would have the Ma'amad for Ne'ila. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Amalor Ben Azai, Kachai Rabbi Yeshua, Shonai Rabbi Yeshua had a different take on it. He agreed with you that when it came to Shachris, if there was Halal in the Shachris, then there was no Ma'amad in Shachris, there wasn't time. But when there's a Korban Musaf, he was not of the view that there would be no Ma'amad for Ne'ila and Musaf and Me'ila. If there's a Korban Musaf, there would Ein Bo Mimincha, they would not have the special Ma'amad for Mincha, otherwise they would have it for Ne'ila. If there was a Korban Eitzim, Ein Bo Ne'ila, if there was a Korban Eitzim, you were of the view that you simply got rid of the Ma'amad for Mincha, but that is not the view of Ben Azai, quoting Rabbi Yeshua. They're of the view that when there was the special Korban Eitzim, Ein Bo Ne'ila, there was not for Ne'ila, and there was also not for Mincha. So Chaza, Rabbi Akiva, Lios Shonek Ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva agreed with Ben Azai's formulation once he heard it. Mishnah Hey gets into the Korban Eitzim. So we mentioned the Korban Eitzim, that was the days that bringing of the special Eitzim. So Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Ha'am Tisha, there were nine different times that those initially, the donations from the various families, they were not only Kohanim, they were also Yisraelim, Levim as well. This happens at nine times in that first year where they needed wood and various private parties came, families, and donated it. And accordingly, Thereafter, their descendants had the right on that same day to donate. So what are those 9 times, those 9 days on an annual basis? Ba'achad b'nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda, the descendants of Arach in the Shevet Yehuda would bring on the 1st of Nisan. Number 2, Ba'esri b'tamuz, the 20th and 20th of Tamuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda, the descendants of David HaMelech. Number 3, Ba'chamisha b'av, on the 5th of Av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. Number 4, B'shiva bo, on the 7th of Av, b'nei Yonada ben Rechav. Number 5, Ba'asara bo, on the 10th of Av, b'nei Sna'a ben Binyamin. Number 6, B'chamisha asar bo, on the 15th of Av, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, which was a small family. Accordingly, they added in others with them, v'imayim kohanim, u'levi'im v'chomi shata b'shivto, various people that they knew that they had a right. They were part of a family, descendants of a family that would bring the korbanas, the special wood donations, and bring a korban ola on that day, the korban eitzim, but they didn't know which family they were associated with on the other dates. Accordingly, they were stuck in with b'nei Zatu on the 6th date, Ubnei Gonve Eli, Ubnei Kotze Ketzios, and these were people that there was a time that there was a decree to not bring Bikurim, the non-Jews decreed, don't bring Bikurim. They set up guards to make sure people didn't do bringing the first fruits to Yerushalayim. And this was a family that they faked out those guards. They were carrying pestles, which is literally the stealing of the pestles, but they stole the knowledge. They came and they faked out the non-Jewish guards carrying pestles and dried out figs, and that's accordingly why they were called the Gonve Eli, the stealers of the pestle, and B'nei Kotzei Ketzios, those who cut figs, dried figs, because they covered up the Bikurim with those dried figs, saying they're going to go smash those figs, those dried figs with the pestles, and they actually went and did the mitzvah Bikurim. The Bikurim were, the new fruits were covered by those figs. So they were, all of those together had the right to give the wood on the Chamisha Sarbo on the 15th of Av. Next, number 7, Be'esrim Bo on the 20th of Av, B'nei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda from the Shevet of Yehuda. Number 8, Be'esrim Be'elul on the 20th of Elul, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda brought the wood. And Be'echad Be'tevis, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shavu B'nei Parosh Shania, the descendants of Parosh, they had the second time, they donated 2 times that first year, so they had the privilege of donating 2 times every year. Now we're going to go back to the prior Mishnah, where we said that if certain events happened during the day, they would do away with the Ma'amad, with the special Kriyas HaTorah of the Israelim that were on their duty for that week, and they would also get away with the special tefillahs that they say. So Be'echad B'Teves, Lo Haya B'Ma'amad, on the first of Teves, which is Rosh Chodesh, happens to be Hanukkah as well, there was no Ma'amad. Why? Shaya bo halo. So because it was halo for Hanukkah, so it got rid of the ma'amad for Shachris. The Korban Musaf, because it was Rosh Chodesh, so it got rid of, they brought a Korban Musaf, so it got rid of the ma'amad during Musaf and Mincha. And the Korban Ha'etzim, because as we just mentioned, this was number 9 donation date of the wood. So because it was the Korban Ha'etzim, also on those days, they got rid of the ma'amad for Mincha and Ni'ilah. So in the end of the day, there was no ma'amad for Shachris, there was no ma'amad for Musaf, there was no ma'amad for Mincha or Ni'ilah. So the whole day, there was no ma'amad, no special Kriya Satorah by the week for the people on for their ma'amad. Mishnah Vav goes on to discuss other 2 fasts. We've been talking a lot about the various fasts throughout the Masech. Now we're going to talk about Shiva Asar Batamuz and Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Devari Meiru Esav Aseinu B'Shiva Asar Batamuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. 5 calamities happened to Klal Yisrael on each of those days. Mishiva Asar Batamuz Nishtabru Aluchas. The Luchas were broken by Moshe Rabbeinu as a result of the Chet HaEgel. Number 2 of Vatal HaTamid during the siege of Yerushalayim during the first temple. There were no sheep left to be brought as the Korban Tamid. So the Korban Tamid ceased for the first time. Vuvkata Ha'ir, the Yerushalayim was breached by the Roman army. This was Shiva Asar Batamuz, 3 weeks before the destruction of the second temple. Sarav Apostomos Sesatora, Apostomos, who was a Greek general during the Bayis Sheni, he burned the special Sefer Torah of Ezra HaSofer. In addition, Vemit Selim Be'echal, and he put an idol into the Teichal of the Beis HaMikdash. And the five calamities that happened to Klal Yisrael on Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av Nigzar Lavasenu, Shal Yikantzu La'aretz, it was decreed on Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaMeraglim that they're going to have to wait 40 years to go into to Eretz Yisrael. The Charav Habayis Barishon Veshnia, events number 2 and 3 is that the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Number 4 is V'nilkata Beisar. Beisar, during the time of Bar Kokhva, was conquered and all of its inhabitants were murdered. V'nechra Shahai Ear, and also Turnus Rufus during the Bayis Sheni, after the destruction of Bayis Sheni, he plowed over Yushalayim. Mishenich Nasav Mematim Besimcha. As we know, when Av starts from Rosh Chodesh Av, we decrease the various events that will bring us Simcha, like marriages and engagement parties, etc. Doing not doing business for Simcha, etc. Mishneh Zayin Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besochos. The Shabbos here means week. The week that Tisha B'Av falls in, that's called Shavuah Shachal Bo. Asur Melesaper. We don't take haircuts. We don't shave. Melechabes. We don't do kfisa. We don't do our laundry. That has been extended, that we don't get haircuts for Ashkenazim the entire 3 weeks from Shiva Sarbatamas, and we don't do laundry for the entire 9 days. Ubuchamishi, but if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, that doesn't happen nowadays, but at a time that it could, but it would be permitted on that Thursday, the day before Tisha B'Av, Mutarim, it would be permitted to do laundry, Minei Kavara Shabbos, to have clean clothing for Shabbos, which is going to fall right after the fast. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yechal Adam Shnei Tavshilin for your Suda, Mafsekes, don't have two cooked foods, rather just one. Our minhag is to have a piece of bread that's not the cooked food, and to have either a boiled, hard-boiled egg or lentils representing the Avelus. Lo Yechal Basar, V'lo Yishtei Yayin, don't eat meat. Don't have wine. Our minag of Ashkenazim is the entire 9 days we don't. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yeshana, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, just make a change, decrease what you typically have. If you typically have 3 meatballs or 3 cups of wine, have only 2. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai Bekfia Samita, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to turn your beds over. In other words, on Tisha B'Av night, you have to sleep on the floor. V'lohdu l'chachami, chachami didn't agree. We are indeed, many people are noheg to either sleep on the floor or to sleep in a less comfortable way. For example, sleep with 1 pillow instead of 2, or if you sleep with 1, usually sleep with none. Mishnah Ches, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lo ayu yamim tovim liyisrael kachamisha asar b'av kiyom ha-kippurim. There were no days that were as good for Klal Yisrael as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Shebahen, on those days, benos Yerushalayim yotzos b'chlei lavan shulim, the unmarried single women would go out and they would borrow clothing, white clothing, and they would go at Shalola Vayesh and Misha Ainlo. They used to borrow in order to not embarrass somebody it didn't have. So they played musical clothing, and the boys who came out to find their zivugim, to find their beshert, they wouldn't know who owned what clothing, so they should put that aside, because they knew everyone was borrowing, everyone's on an equal playing field. Kol HaKelim Tunin Tevila, because you didn't know whose clothing you were getting. She could have been a Nida. All of the clothing had to be tovold before wearing them. And the single girls, they would go out and they would dance in the vineyards. What would they say if they were beautiful? They would say, Bachor, a young man, come take a look, see what you're choosing. In other words, marry me for beauty. If they weren't beautiful, they would say, don't pay attention to beauty. Look at the family, the good family. And if they had neither beauty or yichus, they would say, don't pay attention to beauty. That's vain. You have to look for Yira Shamayim, and that's what I am. And in addition, it continues saying, give her for me priyadeh, from the fruits of her hand. In other words, the choice should be give her for because of her Yira Shamayim. Via Lua Besharim Asen, you should praise her in the Sharim, in the gates, because of her deeds, of her good deeds. So there are many positive elements in choosing a zivug and a shidduch, and some women will be beautiful, some will have Yira Shamayim, some will have yichus, and we should always choose a positive aspect. V'chein hu omer, and turning to Yom Kippur being such a positive day, go out and look, Benos Zion, the daughters of Zion, B'melech Shlomo, literally the Melech Shlomo is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who brings Shalom to the world, brings Shalom, peace to Klal Yisrael, Ba'atarashi, Tzolo, Yimo B'yom Chanutov, Yom Simchas Libo, the crown that he's wearing on the Yom of the Chasana and the Yom of Simchas Libo, those are both referring to Yom Kippur as follows. Here's the drasha, B'yom Chasunato, on the day of the Chasana, the Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the day that Klal Yisrael got the Lucha Shnios when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the second set of tablets was on Yom Kippur, so that's Matan Torah. Obi Yom Simchas Libo, on the day of his Simcha, the Simcha of his heart, this is Ebinyan Beis HaMikdash, this is the day of the building of Beis HaMikdash, that the dedication of the first Beis HaMikdash was one of the days of the dedication was Yom Kippur. Shiabane Bimheira V'Yamein Amen. We're going to conclude the Masechta on a very positive note with a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. Amen.